Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
In the words of the statesman Sir Winston Churchill, responsibility is the price of greatness. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest whose company values corporate responsibility and identifies and develops exceptional real estate opportunities. Today's Playmaker believes that real estate is about building communities. With us today is a president and COO whose company has completed 60 million square feet of developments since their founding. This great playmaker is Michelle Wheeler. Michelle is president and COO of Jackson Shaw. Michelle has been involved in commercial real estate for three decades, beginning her career in 1987 with Rosewood Property Company and joining Jackson Shaw in January 2005. Jackson Shaw is a national real estate development company headquartered in North Texas with 46 years of experience developing diversified real estate properties. The company has developed more than 60 million square feet since its founding, which includes hospitality, industrial, and residential development. Jackson Shaw currently develops projects in Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, Denver, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Jacksonville, and Washington, D.C. Now, Michelle is responsible for all of the firm's product types, including urban industrial, hospitality, restaurant retail, residential, office, land, build-to-suit, mixed-use, in multiple markets across the United States. Well, we have a lot to talk about, Michelle. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
The first question is, what got you originally into real estate, commercial real estate, and why and how did you start with Rosewood?
I graduated in 1987. And when I came to Dallas, my mother was a real estate broker. I had worked for the city of Nacogdoches for the city manager for many years through college. And then when I interviewed at Rosewood Property Company, the city manager from Nacogdoches was a former friend of the president, who was also a former city manager of a city, and said, you need to take a chance on this girl. And so that's how I got my foot in the door at Rosewood.
From reading an interview that you did a number of years ago, it said that your mother and grandmother influenced you. Now, you mentioned that your mother was in real estate. How did they influence you? What kind of influence did you have growing up from them?
Yeah, so my mother was divorced and she had two young girls. So at a young age, she really stressed the importance of being independent and very driven. My grandmother owned a department store in Lubbock, Texas, called Lena Stevens. And so I had very strong businesswomen as role models in my life from a very young age, both of them stressing the importance of being able to be independent and making it on your own.
Well, obviously you were following the coattails of your mother getting into real estate, but let's talk about Jackson Shaw and commercial real estate. You've had a number of properties that you've put together over the last few years, one of them specifically in Fort Worth. Tell us about that property.
Yeah, so this was an interesting property. This is outside of Sundance Square. We were able to secure a site for a Marriott AC hotel. It was a very tight site, 10,000 square feet. We had become acquaintances and had developed a relationship with a developer in Fort Worth that was having some difficulty. During the course of those conversations, we realized that there was probably going to be an opportunity if we were patient and worked with this seller. And so we were able to put together what is now going to be a 16-story, 252-room Marriott AC that will deliver next August of 2020. We're really excited about it.
Well, from what I understand about Fort Worth, they are looking for properties with more rooms to bring in more business into the city. Is that correct?
That's correct. We worked really closely with the economic development group that was really wanting to attract and attain businesses for the city of Fort Worth. And so having a hotel that was going to be convention oriented was very important to the Convention Business Association.
Now, Sundance Square is really the tourist attraction outside the stockyards for downtown Fort Worth. My guess is they're probably bringing in business right now, even though they're not open. Will this be a major attraction for Sundance Square?
Yes, it will be. They've actually wanted a hotel for some time now. So we're really excited. It's a Spanish-inspired modern hotel. the AC, which is a brand new brand for Marriott. It's one of the fastest growing brands across the portfolio of their 30 hotels. So we're really pleased to be one of the first to be able to provide that in Fort Worth.
So is development key area for the company, and is it something that you enjoy working on?
Yes, development is what we do. That's who we are. We're a very entrepreneurial firm that loves to create value and create communities in the areas in which we develop.
Well, you've created a couple also in the Phoenix area, specifically Scottsdale and Phoenix. Talk about that, what you've done in that area.
Yeah, we were really fortunate. This is a development called SkySong, which is a partnership between Plaza Companies and Arizona State University. They have created the SkySong Innovation Campus, in which it's a big office, multifamily campus in between Tempe and Old Town in Scottsdale. There had not been a hotel developed in this area in decades, and so we were really thrilled to win an RFP process to be able to develop the Marriott element there.
Now, is this going to be primarily for the university?
Yeah, it's really for the office tenants, and it's also the community between Old Town and Tempe. So there's a big office driver, but Arizona State University brings a lot of business and a lot of innovation to businesses around its surrounding areas. So we're really thrilled to be a part of that.
Well, it's a big area for development. I didn't realize there wasn't a lot of hotel space there.
Yeah, you know, Arizona was slow to come back after the recession, and so you saw a lot of development in the Tempe area and then in the Old Town area. This SkySong now in between the two is bridging businesses. There's over 500,000 square feet of commercial space there, and then there, you know, right across the street, there's a large retail center that's being regentrified. So it's exciting to see the landscape of that area transforming.
Now, with all that space available, will your company do more, bring more development into the Tempe area?
Yeah, we actually, in Chandler specifically, we've got an industrial project, and we've been there probably now for the last 6 years. So we've done a number of industrial projects. Park Germain is one. We did one at Sky Harbor. We're looking at another opportunity now. And we've really been fortunate to expand on our relationship with ASU. There's a couple of things that we're looking at directly with Plaza again.
Well, I mentioned a couple of states that are all the states that you're involved in, but you also have something in Houston, Park Air 59. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Yeah, Park Air 59 is an industrial park that we did in joint venture with a group called Thackeray Partners. What's really exciting about that is those buildings just delivered this past spring and were over 60% leased. And we did those buildings, developed those buildings on a speculative basis. We were so excited about our activity that we acquired another site that's just adjacent to it and have started construction on that as well. So we're really excited about what we're seeing in terms of activity in the Houston area.
Then my guess with all these developments you're putting together, they're successful as soon as they open. Our company is now coming to you and saying, we need your help in putting this project together?
We've had a few build-to-suit opportunities that we're working on, but in large part, we're a speculative developer, which means that we go in and actually, you know, entitle, design, and start constructing speculative buildings. When we're building, we have no tenants in mind. So it's a pretty big bet on the areas in which we develop. What we've been really excited about is industrial as a product class has just been in huge demand because of e-commerce. We have seen that as retail continues to decline, industrial continues to bolster. And so we've had a really good run this last 5 years.
Then in listening between the lines as you've been speaking, you sound like you and your company likes doing things from scratch, coming up with an idea, developing it from nothing, finding a place to put it, building it, and having success. Would you agree with that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So the people that we have as part of our team at Jackson Shaw, we're very blessed to have a lot of entrepreneurial type people. We, you know, from our marketing to accounting to development, et cetera, it's somebody that doesn't like to just do one thing. They like to create. And that's something, that's a characteristic trait that we have amongst our whole entire team.
Well, one of the quotations that I pulled from something you said is that real estate, at its heart, is about building communities.
That's right.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we think is really important culturally from Jackson Shaw is that we give back to the communities in which we develop. So we try to find what is the thing or what is the what is the initiative that we can get involved with that really makes a difference in the communities that we're coming to? So in large part, we've done a lot with Boys and Girls Club. We've done a lot with educational-based nonprofits in the areas in which we're in, primarily because we've got a hospitality focus, and it's an easy way that we can get kids involved with our food and beverage projects, our art installation projects, backpack drives, you know, and we just really feel like too much is given, much is required. You know, we're coming into these communities as an outsider, and so we really feel like we have a responsibility to contribute to that environment.
When you go into a new community, are you looking for specific areas where you can give back?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So there's nothing specific that you're looking for. You're looking for an area that where you can help in addition to developing the new property.
Yeah, we're not built in, you know, we're not biased on trying to do one thing, like what's our thing that we're going to require. We're looking for what does that community need. So, for example, in Maryland, we were partnering with a group called Youth Build because that was something important to that particular community. We don't try to go in with some idea in mind. We look at what's the need. Read Fort Worth, that was something that the mayor was, you know, super important about, and she was really trying to push that initiative, and we were like, oh, that's something that we can get involved with. Let's try to figure out how do we do this.
My guess is, correct me if I'm wrong, that you and your people probably do a lot of research for these different communities, different states, to look for areas where there's an opportunity, not only in development, but also in giving back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we actually have a real estate. We have a Jackson Shaw Foundation. And so the Jackson Shaw Foundation actually researches a lot of non-for-profits that we can get involved with. Not only dollars, but how do we get involved with our time and our talents? So our marketing department, Tammy and Taylor, actually do a great job of going and saying, okay, here's a list of possibilities. How can we deploy not only funds, but also our time and talent?
And then you go looking for something to put there as far as your development.
That's exactly
working,
right.
Working with companies like Marriott.
That's exactly right.
So you have a, in addition to looking for those opportunities, you're also working with companies all over the globe, apparently, hotels, different brand names, to put a property there for them.
That's exactly right. What's really been fun, too, is that we've seen that more and more companies are wanting to partner alongside of us in these efforts. So our architectural firms or our general contracting firms or our builders, et cetera, are going, oh, you know, our legal teams are saying, oh, you're going to be part of this? Well, let us be part of that alongside of you. Let's see how we can leverage funds to make a bigger difference for the community in total.
And when you're doing that, I'll just go back to Marriott AC, which is going to be opening next fall in Fort Worth. The social responsibility then extends to your other clients, too. So all of this pulls together and makes you and your client look good, not that being the reason why you're doing it, but you want to give back.
Yeah, it's just fun, too, to be able to get to know your teammates in a much different context. I mean, you're pulling for something bigger than just the project.
And I would think that as the project is going on, it gives you a chance to work better together.
That's exactly right.
You mentioned that your mother was in real estate.
My mother was a broker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that why you wanted to get into real estate, because of her?
Well, I understood what it was. I understood what the work ethic was. And I just, at that particular point in time in 1987, that was right after tax reform. So there weren't a lot of jobs at that particular point in time. So it was really about getting your foot in the door. I understood city management because I worked for the city manager all through college. And so I understood entitlements, I understood permitting, I understood design, I understood architectural, et cetera. So it was something that was comfortable to me. The other thing that I understood was numbers. So if I could understand how numbers worked, it was very easy for me to see how to get something done.
They must have seen this in you as you're doing accounting at Rosewood. So what position to move to next?
So I started out as a staff accountant and then ultimately moved up to controller, et cetera, and then started working. And then I really realized that my personality was more marketing and nature. And so I went to work for a brokerage firm with a guy named Jerry Fultz, who was a big broker back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Did Jackson Shaw find you or did you find them?
Jackson Shaw found me primarily because another partner that I had been in business with at Champion Partners had come over here to run the company and said, hey, you need to come over here. Let's do this again. Let's do this together.
Well, it sounds like you found your niche because this is a company that's a little bit unique in the real estate field. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's not, you know, in in the era of consolidation and mergers and acquisitions, it's really hard to continue to be as entrepreneurial as we're allowed to be. You have the one or two man shops, or you have the big public-private REITs. So being able to work on a variety of projects across the country in this format is really unusual.
Are there other companies that operate just like you operate?
Yeah, not as many. You know, this consolidation and the recession actually blew a lot of companies out. So names that you used to be aware of before the recession are no longer in existence. And so being able to push through and even be in business after 45 years is very unusual.
Then why did you succeed?
You know, I think it's our team. Our team is why we succeed.
It's all about the people.
It's all about the people.
And you have the people.
And we have a great team.
Well, let's talk about the future of what you're doing. I understand that you're going to be developing in the Colony in the Dallas area. What's going on there?
So in the Colony, we have developed. We started out with 120 acres. We sold 45 acres to KB Homes, and then we ultimately built 350,000 square feet of commercial space, three hotels, a Fairfield, a Residence Inn, a Marriott Courtyard, and then a complex called the Oasis, which is four restaurants. So we're completely built out of the Colony at this point.
Now, I would think,
and leased.
Well, I would think that being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is just growing like crazy, especially with the advent of the largest auto manufacturer in the world coming to North Texas, that there's a lot of opportunities for you. Are you looking for more in the North Texas area?
Yeah, we actually just recently acquired 130 acres in Fort Worth to do an industrial park there. And then we've got, we're under construction or finishing up construction in Richardson, which is an industrial park as well. So we love the DFW area. It's highly competitive. I mean, we've got some of the best real estate minds here, all located in one place. So the competitive landscape in the DFW area is pretty robust.
I would think from a sales and marketing point of view, your past successes lead you to additional business. Just by finding out exactly what you do, how you do it, because you're of your corporate responsibility, that probably pulls in a lot of business for you.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. We've got a lot of teammates that are very connected within the community that are, you know, deals are brought to us all the time. It's just siphoning through which ones do you really need to work on or pursue, or which ones are just, you know, not really realistic.
Well, then you have the advantage of pulling from things that are there already rather than trying to find them
right,
to begin with.
Right.
Let's talk about you just a little bit more. You start out as an accountant with Rosewood. How did you develop your leadership skills in running a business?
You know, I was really fortunate to have a lot of mentors in my life. It's interesting because most of the time I had two females, so I didn't think that there was not anything that would be possible. Now, I would tell you, most of my mentors in the business world have all been male, in large part because there just weren't a whole lot of females in the business. I did look up to Pat Priest, who was at Rosewood Property Company. She was a strong woman, and I could see that, you know, she navigated from an accounting to a CFO position, and so that was a route that I absolutely took. But there were people along the way. I mean, Jerry Fultz on the sales side, Jeff Swope with Champion Partners was a huge supporter in terms of getting involved with the real estate council. He also wanted me to work on leadership development programs, so I was accepted into the Associate Leadership Council and then ultimately Leadership Dallas, and served as board members in both of those organizations. But I, you know, Will Curitan, Michael Dardick, I just had a lot of people that placed a lot of interest in me. You know, Lewis Shaw here directly. I started out as a CFO at Jackson Shaw Company and then ultimately started running the company about 5 years ago. So,
well, you're right. This is, in the past, it's primarily been a male-oriented mm-hmm. business in real estate, but you're also involved with CREW, commercial real estate women. Mm-hmm. Did that help in being around other women?
Yeah, you know, early on when you were trying to start your career, it was a safe place. You know, you could bounce off ideas, you could ask questions, you could share information in an area that, you know, when you were at work, you didn't see a lot of people that looked like you, et cetera. So it was a place where you could actually exchange ideas and information. And so it was they were huge supporters of being able to, you know, promote women in business. And so speaking engagements and leadership development was important early on there.
Was Jackson Shaw also involved with commercial responsibility as much in the past as you are today?
Probably not as much in the past as we are today. We probably have adopted the Jackson Shaw Foundation within the last decade, I would say. 2006 through 2009 timeframe was recession time period. Although we were always still important with giving to the community, we didn't establish the foundation until probably a decade ago.
Well, with all real estate, you're really giving back to the community because you're putting a project there, and hopefully it's helping the community, but you're going a step farther, and it's really the question, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Because you're doing both at the same time, which is unusual, or has been unusual for the real estate community. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got involved with the Real Estate Council probably 15 to 20 years ago, and the Real Estate Council had an organization that was the foundation, which ultimately was the catalyst around Clyde Warren Park. And so this foundation always had an element of giving back. Two big fundraisers a year, the Giving Gala and Fight Night, which were supposed to provide proceeds and to spur economic development. And so that was the first aha moment, probably in 1999, where you went, oh, this is really important. This really can change a community. Why aren't we doing this in our businesses? So they really served as an example early on why does this stuff matter?
Well, when you take a look at everything out there today, most businesses are similar. So this gives you a chance to not only stand out, but also do the right thing for the areas you're working in. It sounds like you're excited about doing this.
Yeah, it's not recognition. It's just because that's what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. It is our responsibility to do something more, to change. When we go into a community and build something, it's not just the building. How did we change that community?
Well, where do you go from here? What's the future of Jackson Shaw?
Oh, well, I'm really excited about our team. Our team is coming together. We're really making changes in markets that we're in. We're really working very close together. We're trying to figure out what's the next big idea. We're taking on more land opportunities in order to be positioned well to start, continuing our growth. But we're also being cautious. We're making sure that we're, how do we look leverage-wise? How do we look asset-wise? How do we look, within our overall business?
Well, you're only limited by your own imagination.
That's exactly right.
And that's what you're doing. You're looking at a piece of dirt.
Yep.
And you're deciding, what can this do for the community?
Right, exactly. It's really a lot of fun. Some of these projects we'll work on for years, and then to be able to see, 3 to 5 years from now, you take this, Fort Worth for the example, little postage stamp parking lot, 10,000 square feet, and then all of a sudden see a 16-story, very modern Spanish-inspired hotel that's really addressing convention business, and at the same time, giving back to Boys and Girls Club, giving back to Reed Fort Worth, seeing that you've really made an imprint on that community is fun.
Well, you're taking away the word impossible and making it possible to do something. Because you said that's a postage size
stamp.
Piece of property.
Yeah, this is tiny.
And you're moving up and making something
it's
happen.
It's jobs. It's job creation. It's people's livelihood. It's, being able to serve. It's being able to be hospitable to the area. It's seeing conventions coming to town. It's, all the people that make the place.
As a female in a position of running a company and the real estate business, what suggestions would you give another woman that would have interest in getting into real estate?
Always continue to learn and surround yourself with people that are smarter than you.
Well, that would go for anybody, not just a
woman. Always continue. Yeah, always continue to learn and surround yourself with really smart, motivated people.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much.
This was
I appreciate it.
This was absolutely wonderful. We've been speaking with Michelle Wheeler. Michelle is president and COO of Jackson Shaw. Thank you very much to Michelle. Thank you also very much for listening to us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.